Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here is one that I received to my office recently regarding articles of incorporation. Their first question was, when filing articles of incorporation or annual reports, do LLC members have to sign the documents? Or can authorized agents like attorneys do that? So, the person who files the paperwork for the entity does not necessarily have to be the owner of the company. They can be the organizer. The organizer prepares the documents for the state's corporate registration process. They are responsible for ensuring accurate information is filed with the state. Once the state accepts the registration, the organizer is no longer needed. Very often, an attorney files as the organizer for their client's corporate entity. The next question. Does an actual person's name need to be the signatory on those documents? Can it be another company? My answer is no. Another company or corporate entity can be the organizer or owner of another company. Licensed corporations are themselves legal entities recognized by the state. Therefore, they can be owners of other corporate entities. Question, will the Corporation Transparency Act require LLC members to identify themselves? The answer, well, the U.S. Congress has attempted to limit money laundering, terrorist financing, and other criminal acts through the Corporate Transparency Act. Every party who has an interest in a corporation must file with the federal government. This is not yet a state requirement. From this new law, it may be possible to ascertain individual ownership interests in a company. Final question was, do you know of any other states that require disclosure of individual members? And my answer to this was, the CTA is federal law. Its legality is still being challenged in court. I think its rules will stifle and hurt small businesses as the government is trying to prevent money laundering. Other vehicles that can hold assets are irrevocable trusts, and certain states, such as Wyoming or Delaware, favorably treat these trusts and protect the privacy of the owners. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast about articles of incorporation. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.